A Jewish Journal article. Campus Watch, May 18, 2023. Feces swastika at UCSD. A swastika made out of feces was found in a UC San Diego bathroom wall on May 7. It was found in the Kaleidoscope Residence Hall at 6th College, the San Diego Union-Tribune reported. We are angered and horrified by this and reaffirm that hate has absolutely no place at UC San Diego, UCSD Chancellor Pradeep Khosla said in a statement to the community, adding that, this disturbing incident is being actively investigated by campus police, and it is our intention that those involved will be held accountable. In a statement to the UCSD Guardian, Associate Executive Director of Hillel of San Diego Lisa Motenko lauded the university for their swift efforts to remove the offensive graffiti, investigate the incident and condemn anti-Semitism. The Trident Jewish Leaders Club similarly praised the university's response and called on the university to ensure that Jewish students are included in every aspect of diversity, equity and inclusion efforts. Swastika, we are everywhere, scrawled on Jewish prof's door at University of Delaware. A swastika and the words, we are everywhere, were scrawled on a poster in front of a Jewish professor's door at the University of Delaware. The swastika and words were found on May 8 on a poster advertising a drag show that the professor coordinated, years ago, the Delaware News Journal reported. The university said in a statement the next day via email that they were deeply disturbed by what was drawn on the poster. This incident is in direct opposition to our institutional values supporting diversity, equity and inclusion, and we unequivocally denounce this and all expressions of hate, prejudice and discrimination, the statement read. The university has also reached out to support those directly affected by this incident and will continue to make resources available to all members of our community. University Police Chief Patrick Ogden told the Delaware News Journal that they are investigating the matter as a possible hate crime. Swastikas found at Florida school. A couple of swastikas were recently found at Cooper City High School in Florida's Broward County. WPLG Local 10 reported on May 8 that a group of parents volunteering at the school found a swastika under one of the tables and then found several swastikas drawn across a bathroom wall. A mother of one of the students told WPLG that various students have said that this is common in the school. It's scary, and you think you're sending your kids to school and they're safe, and between all the threats and all of that, and they have to go look at anti-Semitism on their walls? It's terrible, the mother said. Principal Vera Perkovich said in a statement that the swastikas are not representation of our school, and that students would be taking part in No Place for Hate programming that was planned prior to the swastikas. Swastika, homophobic slur found at MA school. A swastika and an anti-gay slur followed by a student's name were scratched on a stall in the boys' bathroom at Lenox Memorial Middle and High School in Massachusetts. The Berkshire Eagle reported on May 15 that a faculty member discovered the etchings on April 28. The school has been investigating the matter, including interviewing everyone who entered the bathroom that day. Assemblies were held on May 12 addressing the matter as well. Superintendent Howard Eberwein and Principal Jeremiah Adams said in a statement, per the Eagle, it was clearly explained to students what has happened and why these words and images are so harmful to both individuals and our collective community. Following the assemblies, students returned to classes where they engaged in conversations surrounding what it means to be an ally or upstander, and how to recognize and report incidents of hate and bias. Report. Decline in Jewish students enrolling at Ivy League schools. A May 8 report from Inside Higher Ed highlighted a precipitous decline in Jewish students enrolling at Ivy League universities. The report noted that Jewish students currently make up 16% of the student body at the University of Pennsylvania, a decline from about a third several decades ago. Inside Higher Ed later cited a 1967 Jewish Telegraphic Agency, JTA, report noting that the student bodies at Columbia University and University of Pennsylvania were 40% Jewish. Jewish student populations at Harvard, Yale and Cornell were estimated to be between 20 and 25%, while those at Dartmouth, Princeton and Brown hovered between 13 and 20%. Today, these numbers are 22.3% for Columbia, 9.9% for Harvard, 12.2% for Yale, 8.8% for Dartmouth and 9.6% for Princeton, per the report. Cornell and Brown actually saw increases, as their current numbers are 21.5% and 23.9%, respectively, according to the report. Hillel Executive Director Rabbi Gabe Greenberg told Inside Higher Ed that they are deeply concerned about the decline, as it sends the wrong message and concretely negatively affects the lived experience of Jewish students on campus.